What is popping, you beautiful humans? It's your girl, Ariane Andrew, and you are watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
You are watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, and today we have an amazing show with, of course, nothing but amazing guests, and today is no exception. She's done a lot, y'all. She's an actress, producer, writer, director, reality star, former WWE superstar, and now the creator of the first upscale luxury indie show, Pound Town Wrestling. Please welcome Ariane Andrew. How are you doing?
Ooh, yes, queen. That intro was fire.
Look, I just have to say, people don't put respect on your name. Like, they, and I get it because I know you, but y'all, like, it's just not former WWE superstar. There's so much more that you've been doing. So I just want to include that on the intro so people know, like, yo, she's done some ish.
Girl, I appreciate you. It's one of those type of things, like, what I'm learning is I think a lot of times you're sitting there waiting for roses or being like, and I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, as long as I'm clapping for myself, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're not your own cheerleader, then, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like you have to be your own cheerleader sometimes.
You do, but it's also kind of like, it's not like you faded into obscurity after WWE. Like, you've done a lot. You've done a lot of stuff. And, like, it's like you have, like, if we're going to go by followers, like, there's people, several people who follow you that know what you're doing. So it's just kind of one of those things where, like, I get, and I said to you this offline as well, like, this is a wrestling platform and you're a former wrestler. I get we have to talk about the wrestling stuff, but, like, for my folks who are doing research whenever they interview you again, because I know you're going to be doing something else in the future, just include all that other stuff. Just, you know, I just want them to give you the flowers as well.
I definitely do appreciate that. I think, though, what I've noticed is, especially as much as I love my wrestling community, it's, you know, they get stuck into, like, this bubble of, like, just wrestling. And I'm like, guys, even no matter how much, like, I do in the wrestling world, there's still so much more. But I do understand most people do that are even former, they just get stuck in that platform. So I think it's one of those type of things. Like, I was like, I'm going to be dead. And they're going to be like, yes, girl, when are you returning back to the ring? And I'm like, I'm not, because I'm in the grave.
That part. But let's get, I mean, see, the thing is, like, you've done other things outside of wrestling, but then you brought it all the way back around for people to be excited about down wrestling. Yo.
Yes. So I just, as much too, as we're like, we're sitting here talking about it, I'm like, I am never going to get away from wrestling, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why not bring it back full circle? Do something where it's like, I can do it by rocking to the beat of my own drum. You know what I mean? Like, and do it my way. I've always kind of been that type of person, you know, my mouth is like diarrhea, getting myself in trouble. But you know, I've always had that entrepreneur spirit. Like, I've been working since I was 8. I was literally doing Postmates at the time on my feet when I was like working at my mom's shop. I'd be like, oh, you want something from Starbucks? You want something from El Pollo Loco? So it's like, I've always had that entrepreneur, like, hustler spirit. So, like, you know what? If this is something that I feel like I'm never going to be able to, you know, get away from, let me do something that's different. Let me do something that's dope, but still things that, you know, resonate and that I'm passionate about. Like, okay, I'm passionate about the wrestling, you know, sports and the entertainment, writing, because I've, you know, I created my short award-winning short film, Jaded Pictures. So I'm like, wow, let me do this, but also stay in my lane. Because a lot of times, too, people are like, oh, are you trying to be like the next WWE or AEW? And I'm like, no, I'm in my own little bubble. What they have to offer is something that's completely different. Like, what I'm doing is bringing something new to the table in the independent circuit by allowing people to have a voice to be seen and heard, you know, bringing out new talent so that they can have storylines, but doing it on like a caliber that I feel like it needs to like raise the bar. Cause like, you know, you go to a lot of these indie shows and it's like, no disrespect, but it's like, you know, it's in a backyard sometimes, or, you know, it's kind of like just put together. And I'm like, why not take this to a whole nother level?
Yeah. I mean, something for different, for different folks. Like, I agree. You have the ones in the backyard, or you have those in those, like, you know, small gyms or stuff like that. Again, no disrespect for that. But
yes, again, please, because, you know, I know the wrestling community be ready to rip me into pieces for anything that comes out of my mouth. So, yeah, no, again, no disrespect, no shade.
You're offering something different.
Exactly.
Yeah. LA is a different, because they do have a lot of promotions that typically is not in, so it's in West Hollywood. So for my folks who are not familiar with LA, WeHo is like the part. So again, let me just kind of break it down why I know all this. So I used to work for TMZ. And we used to, that's where the paparazzi, and that's where you get the celebrities. So WeHo is a little, is different than, you know, Palmdale or like all the other places that a lot of these promotions have their shows. So when you have that, you're attracting a different clientele and or people who've never seen wrestling that can now appreciate wrestling. So you're doing something different out there. So you definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, and also to add to, it's like in the center of the LGBTQ, like where we're doing the show at heart. So yeah, it was like, literally it was like, how do I bring so many things together into one? And it was like, okay, this is how we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it at a nightclub. That's different. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna have the option, you can have bottle service and there's food and there's drinks. So it's like, if you're not into wrestling, but you love a vibe, you know what I mean? It's like, it's bringing like that lounge club where we have like the DJ will be playing music and stuff. So yeah, just doing something that's different. Again, that's something for everybody. Like, no matter if you're like, I'm not the biggest wrestling fan, it's like you will be now because it's something that bringing the entertainment on another level.
Yeah. No, I know when I fell in, I used to watch wrestling with my dad when I was a kid, but I fell in love with wrestling when I actually went to go and see it live as an adult. And I had never thought of buying tickets live or anything like that. You know, that's a whole nother story, but somebody had given me tickets and I saw it live and I was like, oh my God, like, I can really appreciate the art in motion, the poetry in motion of this. And that's why I felt, that's how I fell in love with it. So if you offer that to somebody who, again, may have not seen, like not watched wrestling or went to an event, when you see it live, it's a totally different beast. So,
it's,
you know.
Yeah. It's just like baseball. It's like, I can't sit there and watch baseball, you know, on the TV because I'm like, ooh, it's a little bit too slow paced for me. But then when you go see it in person, it's a whole different vibe. But I want to make sure though, even with if people can't make it live for the pay-per-view, they still get that experience where it's like, oh, I'm still, it's still entertaining. Yeah, it's my first time doing it. So, you know, we're going to see how it turns out, but I'm excited because I also wanted to, you know, provide, I guess, for people to be able to see something as well for who are not here in LA. So yes, the pay-per-view is also October 19th.
And so for the people who are familiar with wrestling, I saw some names on there and it's happening this week. So when you guys watch this interview, it's happening this week. So have there been any changes as far as that stuff that's not on the flyer? Who can we expect to see? Can we possibly expect to see you? You know, I'm not saying you wrestling, but can we expect to see you in the ring?
I mean, yes, you're going to see me in the ring talking, being the boss, being the boss. B-I-T. I'm just kidding. all I want to, you know, what I'm going to say is that's also too, like, why we didn't announce like the card. Well, because obviously too, cards always subject to change. Because we wanted people to be surprised and do something different. You know, again, like bringing that element. I feel like if you announce so many things and it's like, how, what do people have to look forward to? And then it's also too, like, why do I even want to tune in if, you know, I am so sorry. I know Glitty's little bell. She just
I figured it was your dog. I was like, that has to be your dog.
Hold on, let me grab her because she's just jingle jangling all around. Glitty, come here and say hi to everybody. She needs a bath. And by the way, don't mind my sister's stuff. I've taken over her space back here, so all her nail stuff is behind me.
Oh my gosh, superstar in the making. There it is. Card subject to change, so we're going to be surprised at, you know, you're going to be in the ring, but you're going to be announcing, but you may or may not be in ring gear. We'll just, you know, I'm putting it out there. It's, you know.
Oh, so you're trying to, are you trying to manifest that I'm going to be back in the ring?
Look, for my folks who don't follow you on social media, you still fit. So, like, why wouldn't you be in the ring? So that's one. Okay. So, you know, I would want to see it. There's people that are floating around in LA that are typically not in LA that there could be matches happening. You know, people with, you know, first names that start with M. I'm just possibility.
Well, I mean, I'm going to leave it like this. Like, you may see me in the ring. You may not, you know, maybe this is just my time to go ahead and build up other people, build up names, and just be able to kind of sit back and enjoy instead of being like, oh, I got to be stressed out about getting up in this ring. But all I can say is stay tuned for this Thursday, October 12th. And if you're not at the show, then October 19th for the pay-per-view.
I can't wait. I can't wait. And now the thing is, too, you mentioned it before as far as wrestling. Like, it's like it's something not necessarily that you want to get away from, but something that's just a part of you. With that being said, in so many promotions and so many indie promotions, and you know, you making these pop-up appearances other places. And I know people have asked you this question before, but has there been like any, have people been calling you? Just kind of like testing the waters as far as like where you're at, as far as, you know, you going part-time, full-time, has that been in the midst?
Are you talking about just in general, like the indie circuit,
big promotions?
Yeah. I mean, there's been, you know, times where people are like, oh, do you want to get back, you know, in the ring? And respectfully, it's always been no. And it's not because I didn't want to do it. Again, I think timing is so important. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Again, it's like, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it in a way that it's not just mediocre. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, there's been the opportunity. But I feel like, again, timing for me, it's always what I've learned is go with my gut. And if it feels right, yes. But if it doesn't, then no. And this is the thing, though, because my favorite quote is never let a dream live at the cemetery. Because sometimes if you sit there and wait, you could be waiting forever. But I guess that's always just been me. It's like, if I want an opportunity and it's not happening, I go and create it. Like, for instance, the acting was taking such a long time. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go make my own stuff. Because then it's doing something that resonates to like the world. Because I'm like, everybody is jaded by social media. So why not make a short film called Jaded Pictures, where it's like people are living for the camera but dying behind the scenes. We see it all the time. The comparison, looking at someone's life and being like, I wish I had it, but 9 times out of 10, it's not even, people are just showing you their highlight reel. You know what I mean? It's not even real. It's a facade. So doing that, you know, tying in the mental health and with my fitness, creating my app, AA Academy. And then now doing this, it's like, I've just kind of, I guess for me at the point where I'm at, it's just like, why not just go create my own stuff? Yeah. Because then I can do it the way I want to do it.
Right. Creating your own lane. I mean, when you left WWE at that time, there wasn't like, we're in a women's renaissance as far as wrestling, but also in a Black woman's renaissance as far as wrestling. And so when you see that now, and I mean, you can even talk about in the journalism, wrestling journalism space as well. There's so many Black female like wrestling journalists. But like looking at that now, like what's the feel like? Do you feel like, I know you've said no to like wrestling thus at this point, but do you feel like seeing all the people and even seeing like, you know, Trin having an amazing run at Impact, are there parts of you where it's just like, I might want to get in on that?
Absolutely, because this is the thing. I mean, as much as I feel like people come for me and whatever, which is always so crazy, because I'm like, because I know I don't give myself enough credit. My family and stuff tells me that all the time. They're like, you know, you're so hard on yourself. Like, nothing is ever good. You know, my mom's like, when you used to run track, you come in second place, you're having a tantrum and you're crying because you didn't get first. And she's like, it's still, you're the top three, you know? Because there's this part of me, even when I think about like WWE, that it's like, I never fully felt like I got what I had set out to do. You know what I mean? Like even me going back to train, it's like getting credit for that. It's like, I gave up my spot to literally be like, I may never see this spot again, but it was worth it for me because I'm like, I only had 3 months of training and I just felt like I wasn't able to keep up with the people that I needed to be able to keep up with. So I'm like, okay, again, do you want to go be average and maybe just get thrown in a few matches or just be a jobber? Or do you want to go back, give up your spot and be like, look, I want a real chance. So let me go down and do what I need to do. Now, granted, super happy for the opportunity. Because again, like, you know, if I didn't take it, who knows if I would have ever made it on, you know, to the main roster. So it's like, again, I had to just kind of go with the flow at the time. But I look at like certain things and I'm like, dang, like I know I'm capable of being on that level with the right training and again, the time to be able to really perfect my craft. Absolutely. Yeah. There's times I'm like, dang, I there's like that itch of still wanting to not only, yes, I do want to prove it to other people because I feel like, again, people look and like, oh, you know, like you weren't on the caliber. Now, given again, I don't get enough credit. I'm like, I was only had 3 months of training. What were you expecting to go out there, do some backflips and stuff?
Right.
3 months of training. But yeah, like I want to not only prove it to other people, but more so prove it to myself that I know that I'm capable of being on that level of where I know I can be.
Okay. Anything is possible, but yeah, where we are right now and like, you know, adding you into the mix to any of this stuff will be amazing to see. But kind of taking it back now, they always talk about when you talk to like professional athletes, they talk about like having 2 to 3 deaths in their life, meaning that they did something for, you know, a long period of time, they got accolades for it, and then all of a sudden they're no longer doing that. And it's kind of that death of that person or that athlete, and now you have to pivot to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about mental health and stuff like that, because like I felt the same way too when I went from track to something else, and I'm like, wait, I'm no longer a track person still. So as far as mental health, when you did leave WWE to do other things, was there a moment before you kind of got yourself together where it's just like you had to take a step back and kind of collect yourself? Like, was there a down period, or like how did you transition?
Yeah, I mean, I still get these down moments, you know, like where I'm like, oh, I'm not where I want to be. Or yeah, you initially it was like having that attachment, because I think that's why also two people like, you know, a lot of wrestlers, like they suffer with, you know, once it comes to an end of not, especially if that's all that they knew, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit different because I've always been a hustler. So for me, and people know, like, I didn't grow up being like, this is what I wanted to do. It's just something that kind of, you know, happened, which I'm forever grateful for. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, for me, even if this, like, for instance, acting, it's like, even if that is not going where I need to go with the strike, everything, like all these things that come into place, it's just like, I'm a fighter. So I think it's a little bit different for me because I'm always going to keep fighting no matter what. But yeah, mm-hmm. definitely it messes with your psyche because you go from performing in front of thousands of people, being on TV, people coming up to you to like now, like, okay. And also having a name, like where it's like, that was Cameron, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I do feel like a lot of athletes go through this because it's like, they feel like their identity is now gone. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's again, like having like that strong mental, cause it's like, you are not that character, you know what I mean? That doesn't define you, you know, people get so attached to, I guess, what is the word? That person of who they were, but it's like also yeah. too in life, if you're not growing, you're dying. And at some point you do have to grow and you have to do other things. You know, there's different chapters. Like you can't do something forever. You know what I mean? You have to evolve. Or even if that means taking some time away, doing some other things and coming back to it in a different way. Like for instance, if you're a basketball player and you play, but it's like, okay, maybe you can come back now and coach, or you open up your own or do a camp, you know, like you could still have that be a part of you in a different way. So definitely, I'm not going to lie, even now to this day, sometimes I struggle of like, but I think now I've gotten to the point where like, to me, it's not about the fame. It's not about, it's like, what do I love? What am I passionate about? And is that fueling my fire? You know, because I think you can have all of that too. And what I do notice, people who have the fame, the money, how when you ask them, are you happy? Usually the answer is no. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So for me, it's focusing where I've been at is like, what makes me happy? And as long as I'm happy, that's what I don't care about. Because I used to have this attachment. I used to tell my acting coach, I'm like, oh my God, I'm losing so many followers on my social media, you know, like, because I'm not wrestling, I'm like just watching, I'm like, and that used to destroy me, but I got to the point I'm like, I don't care, because also too, I don't want those people a part of my journey if you're not on the journey with me. So it's cool, like I've gotten to the point to kind of the things that used to bother me, like the social media stuff, to just be like, is that happiness, or who am I really doing that for? Am I doing that for other people? So yeah, I mean, I guess any advice too I can give to people who are kind of going through that struggle, whether it's, you know, a career and you feel like you're just stagnant, go back to like that moment when, you know, where you're like a kid and you're like, what makes me happy? You know what I mean? Like those little moments. I'm noticing like when I'm just like laughing or spending time with family, it's like those moments that really, really count. Cause I feel like if you do what you love and you're passionate about it, all that stuff, it's like the law, it's what is it, the not law of attraction, but the law of averages. Eventually it all works out, and storms don't last forever. After right. every storm, the sunshine eventually does come out. Now maybe it's 1 year, maybe it's 1 week, maybe it's 11 years or a decade, mm-hmm. but eventually that sun does come out.
Yeah. So now did you take therapy, or was it just more like self-talk, or how did you, or even in the moments now, like how do you kind of get out of that rut or that mental state?
No, so yeah, I've been, and also too, like, cause I, as an adult in 2018, I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and ADHD, which that was hard to even take all that in. Cause it's like being an adult and having someone tell you like, okay, you know, whoo, you got all this stuff going on. Yeah. So I see a therapist every week. Been doing that since 2018. That's definitely been very, very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. The meditation, the journaling, which I have completely fallen off that, like with creating all this stuff, I'm like, I got to get back to, because I also notice how anxious I get.
Yeah.
Like even now with planning the show, it's like literally like the amount of anxiety I get is like, I feel like on a whole nother level. But I also think having good people in your life to help be there for you and to say, like, remind you, be like, why are you stressing? Because I just recently saw this quote from Kobe that it was just like, don't be afraid to go for what you, you know, what fuels you, because no matter what, whether you fail or succeed, you still got to get up the next day and do it again. Mm-hmm. So it's like, don't be afraid of the outcome. Like, just, you know, or, and so what I'm learning is like, no matter if I'm sitting here stressing about it, it still has to get done.
Yeah.
So do I allow that to eat me up inside? And even now I'm having in my mind, I'm like anxiety thinking about like, okay, once we're done with this, okay, I got to go do all this for the show. And I'm just trying to learn to be like, okay, what can you get done? And just break it down like baby steps. Cause it's like, I also feel like too, cause we are in such a fast paced world, especially that's why I had to get out of LA. It's just go, 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 go. And that's why I had to do that for myself. I'm like, I have to step away from this. It's this gives me anxiety with how quick everything is and how it just how people present themselves and the fakeness and all this. I'm like, I gotta get away from this. It's too much. Mm-hmm. But what I've also learned is just breaking things down. Like, I'm not gonna get everything done today. So, and I got this from an entrepreneur called Andy Frisella, which is like the powerless. These top three things, like, what are the priority? What, because you're gonna always be behind. But if you had to get three things done, what, and everything else can wait. Because sometimes too, I feel like we make ourselves busy doing mm-hmm. stuff that's like, really, do I need to be doing this right now? Is this really necessary? So
yeah, determining what the overall goal is and which things are going to point you in the direction of that goal versus doing something else that doesn't even fit that goal. So I definitely get that. So you did move away. You have I'm going to say, and I'm assuming because I kind of know your style, a beautiful house in Arizona. I haven't been there. I'm just assuming. But you have a beautiful place in Arizona. And also, I think they're still there. The Bella Twins are still there, or one of them is still there?
No, they live in Napa.
Oh, they live in Napa.
Their family lives in Arizona.
Gotcha. So this question still applies. So the Total Divas has hit their 10-year anniversary. And because you are an entrepreneur and you make things happen, is there a possibility, or has there been the thoughts, and I'm kind of also putting this in your head, of a Total Divas reunion? Just like a one-off show.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I think that would honestly be the dopest thing ever. A reboot, because it's like everyone, for the most part, I'm trying to think, beside Natty, from I'm thinking about the OGs, Natty's the only one that's still in WWE. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be super cool. You see Trend, what she's over there doing mm-hmm. at Impact, that brings a whole nother layer. You see what the twins are doing. Like Eva, I mean, she's in Texas now and she's doing, you know, it's just, you know, also JoJo, I mean, gosh, which,
oh yeah.
I'm seeing her so many prayers. Like I feel so bad, you know, who won't even get into that, but just kind of seeing what everyone's doing. I think that would be so dope to bring that back and just see what everyone's life is now. Cause I think that also could bring, like, what is the word? Something different and fresh.
Oh yeah. Because it's like, you often wonder, like sometimes it's this with, I often wonder this with like a good movie or a good book. Like you finish the movie or you finish the book and the characters are so great that you're like, I wonder what they're up to like right now. Like I felt that way with Succession. When I was watching that, I was just like, wait, so what are they doing right now? So I feel the same way. And obviously because of social media, we kind of know what you guys are doing separately, but to do like, even if it's just like a one-off where it's like, you know, I'm putting it in the universe where it's like, you know, you get the initial shots where you guys are all doing amazing things all over the thing. And the whole goal is to get the meetup where you guys all get together for a dinner. But you know, there's
or a kids, trip.
Yeah, or a trip, and it's like even just trying to get everybody in one place, like that's a whole story in itself. But then actually finally getting that trip or even that dinner and like see what you guys talk about, and you know, all the things have changed from that last episode to like that new episode, you know.
I honestly think it could be dope. You know, I mean, not even just as a one-off, I feel like it would be so cool to actually just have like a full season, because I feel like we're all doing so much. Everyone's in different places. I mean, now that the twins, they have children, you know, just seeing like that within itself, you know, is like an episode. You know, everyone mm-hmm. has like their episode of what we're all doing. But yeah, trying to find the time to like do the dinners and how do we meet? Okay, everyone's now and we're all in different locations. We're not on the road. So how do we make this happen? I think that could be super cool. I mean, I'm all about the reality TV. I mean, even now I'm like with PTW, I'm like, this would be dope to have, you know, sometimes they say, watch what you say, because, you know, people can take your ideas, but I'm gonna put it out there. Just having like even a show of like seeing that indie world of, and then having us put the show together, the production of what it takes is eventually too. The plan is to, you know, we want to bring in championship belts. So that's going to mm-hmm. happen our next show. I'm already planning the next show, which we're thinking January, just because now we're already in the holidays. So I'm like, it's going to get too crazy, because once October hits, it's a wrap. Because then you have, it's Halloween, then it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas. So we're like, from there, the plan is to have shows once a month and then eventually want to tour and start going to different locations.
So you're planning for the second show to be in January in WeHo, the same location or like
LA? As of now, I mean, we haven't thought that far out. I mean, now people, it's so crazy because like now we have people who are reaching out and be like, oh, this could be a dope place for you to do the show here. I mean, the thought for me was like, yes, having it always kind of be at heart. Once a month, but I'm down for like whatever, you know.
I do like that idea as far as the second show. And now we have the first show going on. You have not, you've been really, I like the PR. You have been really like, we don't know whether or not who's going to be coming. We know it's going to be big names. But you know, I don't know if you know the answer to this as far as like a Black woman putting on a promotion. A wrestling promotion, because when you think of wrestling promoters, they're typically like white guys. You know, mm-hmm. are you in that small group, or are you the only one, or like that you know of, or like is this a first? Are you breaking barriers that we don't even know it?
So I actually had stepped back and I was like, because I'm like, I'm already making history for one, because I'm like, I know that this is something that I've heard that they're doing. I didn't even know that they were doing in Japan for wrestling, mm-hmm. where they have like the ring with the bar and that type of vibe. And people are like, I'm surprised that that's never been done out here. So I wasn't even aware that that's something that is happening in like Japan. But yeah, this is like the first that I know of, even with like a show that's like bottle service, club, food, red carpet, you know, like red carpet the whole night. I know for a fact there's never been a show in West Hollywood.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to say facts. Let me not say facts, but as I know of, that there's mm-hmm. never been like a show in West Hollywood and has done it like this, where it's been like at a bar.
Yeah.
And that's bringing something where it's like, we have something for the LGBTQ, like just intergenders, like, you know, matches that potentially may happen, you know? So just doing that, but also, my partner who I'm doing it with is Hunter Gallagher. He's part of the LGBTQ. I'm not aware if there's ever been someone part of the LGBTQ that's done their own promotion. But as far as I know, I think I'm the first Black woman to do this. Now I know Booker T Yeah. I think he, you know, he's been someone who, but as far as like a woman, yes, I think I'm making her story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we already know people are going to be watching this. So comment in the chat if there is, another Black woman. However, we're going to go with like, because I can't think of.
It's not that I know of. I mean, unless that it's someone out there that's, you know, like on a smaller scale, but yeah, not that I know of. But that's why I say I don't want to say facts now because people who, you know, people will come for you. Like, no, on October 12th, 1951, there was.
Fannie Mae did et cetera. I totally get that. But, you know, the fact that you're still putting in a world where it's dominated by other folks that are non-melanated, and to do that is still, because sometimes people see it, sometimes like you could have definitely been like, yeah, this is going to be too hard to put on, like, you know, because of the audience, because of this, because of that. And instead you're just like, no, this is a great idea. I'm going to go with it and I'm going to put, you know, balls to the wall and make it work out. So that in itself could be commendable because there's so many people who have dreams and ideas and they're just still dreams and ideas.
Yeah, because what it is because we're scared of failure. You know what I mean? You're scared because 9 out of 10 people are watching not to support, but to see you crumble. You know what I mean? People, it's like, you know, you're just yesterday, like you're on the freeway. There's an accident on the other side. Why is there traffic? Because everyone's stopping to look to be like, no one's helping, but everyone's stopping to look to see what happened. You know, it's so crazy how as a society, which is so messed up, we're so programmed to negativity. Like, that's why, you know, when you see like tabloids and stuff, it's usually not talking about how someone did something great. It's what they did bad. And it's like, oh, did you see what so-and-so did? So, I mean, for me, and this is crazy because this initially wasn't even supposed to turn into a promotion. This was just like a, you know, a one-time thing that, and I'm like, why does this need to be a one-time thing? And I'm going to put it out there. No matter what the outcome is, I'm excited for and happy for, because again, what I say, my favorite saying is, I never want a dream to live at the cemetery. And I'd rather go into something and say, I tried it, because most time two people who are talking shit and being like, oh, what the hell? I'm like, what have you done? What have you gone? What dream have you ever had? And you went out there and did it. Or can you say that you went out there and tried? Like, for me, it's like, I'd rather try and be like, damn, no matter the outcome, than being like, what if? I never want that what if.
Right. No, it's a good way. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people don't live like that. And, you know, the people who do, they're the risk takers. And, you know, power to us, I should say. Power to us.
Exactly. Because, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't be. I mean, there's so many successful people. Like, if they didn't keep trying something over and over, you know, or being like, well, dang, this didn't work this time, so no big deal. Or, you know, like, oh, I'm too scared. I mean, we wouldn't have half of the stuff that we have. We wouldn't be able to have this conversation because there would be no internet. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's someone had to go out there and try it, regardless of the outcome.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So, Pound Town, the name. I mean, I've heard the story, but are we sticking to that name? Like, this is the name, Pound Town. Do people ask you about it? I'm thinking,
yes,
you know,
that's the whole point, right? It's like, regardless of people talking good or negative, you want some people to talk about, you know. And we thought that the name, exactly, because when you say Pound Town, but when you said PTW, that's a little bit more like, okay. When you say Pound, because even when we came up with the name Thursday Night Pound Town, it's like, first off, it came from Sexy Red, you know, from the song. But when people walk by, because especially how heart is made, so you'll see the ring and stuff. It's like, when you walk by, it's like, ooh, it makes people think, what is that? But also too, the cliche is, when you are wrestling, you are pounding. Like, that's, you're pounding on the mat. So it goes both ways, but we wanted that reaction for people to be like, wait, Pound Town. But believe it or not, that's what you do when you wrestle. Like, you're pounding. Like, you're taking bumps on the mat. You're pounding the mat. Like, you know, you're pounding your opponent. So, yeah.
You are absolutely right. With that being said, I definitely don't want to finish this interview without letting people know all the projects that you're working on. So, do you want to talk about AA Academy?
Yes. So, again, to kind of go back when we were talking about mental health, because I am someone who does suffer, like, you know, with depression. When the depression hits, it's like I'm in bed for 3 days. It's like, it's bad. It's like where there's times where I'm like, I to take a shower is an accomplishment. And I know that sounds crazy how like the mind works. But yeah, I wanted, especially during COVID, I think that changed so many things and people's mentality for stuff. So I wanted to create an app because I'm like, you know, I already do fitness, but create an app where it's like, it not only gets you into physical shape, but mental shape as well. So like doing the exercises and things that I've done when I feel like I've hit a brick wall, like, which I said this on one of my interviews, like I'm going to challenge, let's say I'm going to challenge whoever's talking. I mean, whoever's watching this right now. The next time they see, let's say 3 people within a week span, like just give them a compliment. It's like the little things that we don't realize that, again, like what makes us feel good, but what also makes other people feel good. You know, like, I mean, I remember one time there was a lady at a coffee shop and I was like, you know what? I'm going to pay for her coffee behind me. And it's just to see the way she lit up and she was like, it's just because people don't do that. And it's like, again, you can't change the world, but it's like if you can put those little moments out there that maybe are that are a domino effect and those type of things, not only are you making someone else feel good, but it makes you feel good. And it's like little things like that, that, you know, I've incorporated into the app, the power of just getting out in nature and walking, like those little things of when I'm in a rut, it's like, I know that will help. And maybe I'm not going to be 100%, but I know sometimes just getting that fresh air and connecting with nature, those have been things that have helped me. Again, writing things down. What are you grateful for? Because it puts things into perspective. You know, when you're going through hard times, whether it's financial or stress or career, and you sit down and be like, you know what? I'm just grateful, you know, for waking up this morning. I'm grateful for my family and friends. You can't, because you can't be angry and depressed and grateful. You know, they just don't coincide. So yeah, I created that app, which is definitely time for a new haul. So once things kind of slow down with PTW, I definitely want to do some rebranding with that. But yeah, people can download that on the App Store and Google Play. Yeah. Double Academy, I take you to school, get you in mental physical shape.
There it is. Yeah, it's important for people to almost take themselves out of their circle, their bubble. I feel like in society now with our phones and stuff, it's very easy just to be selfish. Like,
exactly,
you know, the followers, it's this, it's that, it's all. And then just taking yourself out, like, I'm going to choose to pay for this woman's coffee, or I'm even going to hold the door, which a lot of people tend not to do in LA. In other states, I'm finding they do that. So it might just be an LA thing.
It's definitely LA, because Arizona, like, that's also a reason why I fell in love with Arizona. Like, I was that girl when I would never expected you to move out of LA. Cause I'm like, LA, LA, LA. And just the amount of like, it's just like an energy. People are so friendly. Like, I was leaving the store when like ladies like saying like a prayer and stuff. It's like insane. Like my neighbor is like the best. Like literally, I feel like she's like my second mom. Like I have like the best neighbors and stuff like that. So I definitely think it's an LA thing, because even I feel like sometimes when I smile or say hi to people in LA, they look at you like I'm about to take, like, I'm not going to take your soul. Like, I don't
know what you want.
Like, but I think, but again, it's because that LA, I was just talking about it. It's like that LA energy. Everyone's trying to, you know, or is in entertainment or trying to do something. So they feel like they have to be a method actor, kind of what it is, which most people are, you know. Most people are never showing their true selves, so they're pretending to be someone who they think you want them to be.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And then just to clarify, when we talk about LA, we're talking about like LA entertainment, because there's 2 different LAs and I don't need my LA folks to come for me.
That's true. Yes. LA, like the LA Hollywood. And again, it's not, you can't put everyone in a box. You know what I mean? It's not everyone, but there is a lot, I will say, because I had to be like, ooh, this is, I got to take some steps away. I'm losing myself. I kind of felt like. So, but yeah, but shout out to all my people who are here, because I'm born and raised in the Valley. Like, if you're out here, I give you your kudos, because it is not an easy place to make
it. Ooh, I mean, boy.
The prices, whoa, sweet baby Jesus, gas is $7. Just the cost of living, let's just focus on that. Just the cost of living. If you can just survive being in LA, go off.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's fun, those funny things that's like, I think of it like myself. It's like, I look at things and I'm like, man, like, I'm doing that shit. Like it's tough, but it's also rewarding at the same time once you kind of are able to create those projects and stuff like that. And speaking about projects, we have Jaded Pictures, award winning. Yes. So one, can people go, because it's already been out. So is there somewhere somebody can go and watch it?
So it was one of those type of things, like when you, so when we created the short film, it was kind of like the, why am I blanking on the name? It was like the, not the pitch Bible, but the proof of concept. There we go. The proof of concept to go create a TV series. So when you're trying to create the TV series, as I'm sure you know, like you don't want to put the film out. So it was like we did the screening, the private screening and stuff like that to show everybody like their work and kind of just have like that full circle moment to be like, wow, this is what we all did as a team. And also to then invite execs and stuff like that. But yeah, it's one of those type of things. We've never put it out because it's, we've always been trying to turn into a TV series. But what I'm at this point, what I'm learning is like whatever is meant to happen. And sometimes if you hold on to stuff, and at this point it's been since 2019, I think we're getting to the point where I'm like, you know what, maybe we just need to release it. Like what we're holding on and people say, don't do this. But sometimes maybe what's the worst that can happen? Okay. Someone goes and steals our idea. Like, damn. Okay. Well, I mean, we clearly you can see what we did. We did it first. So I think we are kind of getting to that point, but it also was hard because like I was telling you off camera, we had an opportunity. I won't say the name of turn it into a TV series and then strike happened, you know? So it's like, damn, so close yet so far. And I'm like, maybe that's just what needs to happen at this point. It's just put it out there, you know? Yeah. Cause I mean, we did, it's such a good, and for the budget that we have, we did such a good job. I mean, went into it. I never have wrote, never executive produced it, to just see also that come to life and be like, wow, I had no knowledge, but went out there and just did it and just see how good it's really good. And I'm not just saying that because it's mine, because I'm also very, I'm a stickler and I can be like, oh, that ain't it. Because there's some stuff that I've done that I haven't created that I'm a part of. And I'm like, just because I was a part of it, but that still ain't hitting like it needs to.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping two things, hoping that it does get picked up, but even it does get picked up once like you release it and it does get picked up. There's so many different avenues as far as getting projects made that, you know, it's not the standard, you know, one size fits all type thing. Yeah. So there's that. But you also, the music career, like you, like, it's like you look up, like you're doing other things and you look up and then you just drop a music video. Like what, like what's the inspiration or how do you like how does it come about? Are you just kind of like, you just need a moment sometimes from like the hustler point and then you just kind of create music and then the video drops, or how does that all come about?
Which actually, speaking of, I'm re-releasing Queen. I released it and then just the whole story. They took it off, but it's being re-released on Thursday, which I haven't even talked about because I wanted the focus to be on the, you know, but since, you know, you're asking me these questions. So Queen is coming out and then I haven't exactly figured out with the music video. Do I want it to maybe come out midnight that I'm still tossing up, or the day of the pay-per-view? But the music video is done. But yeah, I guess I like being creative. That's just always been my thing. And I love a challenge. So to me, I'm not a musician. I'm not what I would say like, oh my God, I'm the best singer, the rapper. No, but again, it's like, I rather try something that I'm passionate about, even if it's not the best, because I'm passionate about it. So that's how like the music comes along. But then it's also being able to incorporate everything. Cause even in the music video, you see me wrestling, you see, it's like, I get to put all my worlds kind of together. Anything I feel like where I can kind of tie my worlds together. And it's a passion of mine. I kind of make it happen. So,
I like it.
Yeah.
Last question before we get out of here, as far as tying the worlds together. I mean, we talked about Black women in wrestling, and I'd be remiss in not talking about, and you mentioned it as well, as far as Trinity and all the things that she's doing in Impact. You know, I'm not her best friend, but seeing what she's doing, it's just like excite. Like it's like just rooting for like somebody that's like a sister. Now you being in the inner circle, what has it been like seeing that journey? Like seeing, you know, I'm just going to put it up there. When both her and Mercedes left WWE and for a year and a half, all the BS that was coming on reports that they weren't even saying, like they never said a word about the situation, all of that. And to come full circle and now to see her champion at Impact and to see Mercedes doing all the things that she's doing, like as far as Trin, like what's the feeling behind that? Like what, like, I'm getting excited just talking about it. So what's your feeling?
So yeah, just to see like everything with Trin is super exciting for the simple fact is like you sit here, you've watched her journey, right? You've seen, you know, at the time, again, everyone's journey is different, so you can't compare, but you do see certain people who are like, okay, they're getting these opportunities, they're getting championships, and you're like, damn, but this girl who is non-problematic, super athletic, has paid her dues, busting her ass, and it's like, damn, when is it going to be her moment? But what I'm learning in life is, again, timing's everything, and it's some people's journey comes, it's quick, you know, it happens in a short amount of time. Sometimes people have to wait longer. And I mean, I guess that's the unfair part of life. But what I'm also learning too is like, if she would have had what she's getting now at that time, would have been as successful. So sometimes it's like waiting, having that, what I say, being aggressively patient, like know what you want going after, but just knowing like, okay, I'm going to get there eventually. Like maybe it's not as quick as I would like it, but I feel like with the moment that she's having now, it's like, it sucks that she had to wait so long, but I feel like she is going to get everything that she's ever dreamed of and be able to do it the way that she would like to do it. You know what I mean? Getting to rock to her, the beat of her own drum, and really be able to show her talent, like how she wants to showcase it, and also being given the platform to do so. Yeah. So again, it's one of those type of things, like, damn, it had to take so long. But again, sometimes it's worth that wait, because you get everything and then some when you're patient, aggressively patient, you know? So
I like that. That's a word. I'm going to throw something else into your possible to-do list. I'm creating these things for you, not to say you have to do it. So definitely a Total Divas reunion, like put that in the universe for you. Also, I'm putting a storyline, because I know there's a possibility of you going back to wrestling. So here's a storyline, right? So you come back, you and Trin, you guys are BFFs, all the things. But then there's a heel turn. I feel like Trin's going to do the heel turn. And what you like, you're like, I've been rooting for you. I've been rooting for you to win. And she's like, nah, you weren't rooting hard enough. And then you guys go at it. I'm just, you know, that's just a spitball. I can workshop it a little bit more, but...
Well, you know what's crazy though? It's like, I feel like she can play both. I just see Trin as such a baby face though.
I do too. But when the baby face can actually commit to the heel, it's actually, to me, it's satisfying. Cause you're, I feel like everybody, the nicest person has a little bit of petty or a little bit of in them that they never use. Like
that's
just
true.
They're just that nice of a person. So it's like, you're going to be surprised, but if she commits to it and she's like, nah, you weren't rooting for me hard enough. And like, you were never real, like she did all that. And now you're shocked because you're like, but I thought I knew you. I'm just, you know, again, just.
No, I but also too, the great things about storylines is the unexpected. You know what I mean? Like when you cannot predict stuff, because I think that's also too why I'm excited for like PTW is like creating some storylines, you know, in the independent circuit and giving people stuff where it's like, because I feel like when things become predictable, people are still going to watch, it's still entertaining, but it's like, oh, I know who's going to win. Or I know this is going to happen. So I like it for the simple fact it's different because people wouldn't expect that.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm just the natural heel, you know, I'm just a natural heel.
I know. That's what makes it more, you know, like Impact, you can have that one for free. Go on and sign your girl, give her a lot of money. I'm just, you know, I'm just putting it out there. We'll see what happens. but with that being said, let's end it out as far as people going to support you, where the event, how to find the tickets, the pay-per-view, all the things.
Yes. So the event is this Thursday, October 12th. The doors open at 6. Show goes on at 7. And yes, it's on Eventbrite. So link in my bio at Ariana Andrew, which I'm across the board. So link in my bio, link in Poundtown Wrestling bio or Thursday Night Poundtown. You can find it. Or Hunter Gallagher's. Yeah, you can. Those are the four places for the Eventbrite. Or just go on Eventbrite and put in, if you just even put Poundtown, that's going to pop up. And for the people who are not able to actually come and witness the show live, that's okay because the pay-per-view will be out October 19th. But that also is in the Eventbrite, but that will probably change because that's where the early bird But yeah, it has its own, it's hosted by, because people have been asking too, like, where is it streaming off of? It's streamed off of Sprout Video, but it has its own little entity on for the pay-per-view the whole time.
So there is. And then where can everybody find you?
Yes, people can follow me across the board at Ariane Andrew. And once this dies down, guys, come and join me on my TikTok lives. It'd be lit. I usually get on at like 7 p.m. PST. Once this dies down, because I've been non-existent, people have been like, where have you been at? I'm like, sorry, just this Work show is consuming me.
Yeah, there it is. Definitely, yeah, your TikTok is definitely popping. So definitely go and follow her on TikTok. And then also, for you guys who've gotten to the very end of this video, if you go on social media and you do want to see the event and you do want to benefit, because like you stayed through the whole video, we're going to have a little surprise.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a little collab here. So we have decided that we're going to be giving away 2 free tickets if you're in the Los Angeles area, as well as if you're not in the Los Angeles area, then you can get a, I guess you can say you're a pass or your, yeah, a pass for the streaming. For free 99.
Free 99.
So you have to tell them, okay, what do they have to do though, TK?
Okay, so what you have to do is, if you're watching this, you have to support. So you're going to have to follow both of us, which I think you were doing if you're watching this. So follow both of us, like both of us, tag 3 friends. And across all platforms. So that's TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. Well, not so much Facebook. Twitter, Instagram, all the things. Kind of, sort of. All the things. Then we will pick, or we'll get somebody to pick for us, and the announcement for the 2 tickets will be on Wednesday, and the announcements for the pay-per-view will be the following Wednesday where you can watch it. But the thing is, I'm just putting it out there, if you get access to this pay-per-view and you're watching it and you're not tweeting about it, then like, don't bother. You're
exactly
like, support. So
yes, teamwork makes the dream work. Actually, no, I'm gonna throw in one more. I know this is extra, but because I do want to get PTW's social media, you gotta follow PTW as well. So PTW has we have everything. So it's PTW or no, sorry, Pound Town Wrestling across the board, except for Twitter, because they were like, it's too long. So it's This Is PTW on Twitter.
Okay, so there it is. So follow the both of us, follow PTW, like, share, tag 3 people, and you'll get the free 99. But it's don't pretty apply. Simple. Yeah, don't apply if you're not going to support. If you're watching this pay-per-view and you're not going to support and you don't like that, don't. We want the full package. You want the commitment. Like, don't exactly come to the wedding and not bring the ring. So we want the full commitment.
Exactly. Oh, girl. Well, thank you so much for this. I do appreciate you too, like, giving me my flowers. Yeah, because that intro was fire, girl.
I mean, people don't know. I mean, if they did, I feel like they don't know, but they do know. So they just need somebody to put it all in one little bowl so they can see it. But yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for coming on. I will be there on Thursday. Thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. You can follow us everywhere at www.talkpod.com and www.talkpod on social media platforms. My name is TK Trinidad. Thank you guys for rocking with us. Until next time, ciao.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.